Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Trace Kerr.
And I'm Amy Barton, and this is a brainstorm. We know that throughout our history, up until just the past handful of decades, history was it was written by one group of people and particularly directional. And so there's definitely some gaps and underrepresented groups and misrepresented groups. So now in these modern times, it is a bit like a fun scavenger hunt to fill in some of those gaps. And today I have a treasure for us, one of those historical gaps.
Okay.
So Venus and Serena Williams are our modern tennis phenoms. We love them. They're terrific. They're sisters. They're fun to watch. They represent the African-American community in sports. But there were amazing African-American tennis phenoms way, way back in the 1930s.
Really?
Really. And they were called Margaret and Matilda Peters, born in 1915 and 1917, respectively. So it sounds like they were about a school year apart. They're from Georgetown, the District of Washington, D.C. And they grew up playing in the tennis courts across the street from their home as kids and in through high school. And they became really great doubles players. They were apparently real sharks. They were noticed by Cleve Abbott, who was the tennis coach from the Tuskegee Institute at the time. And he offered them, Margaret would have been graduating. He wanted both girls. And so Margaret waited a year until Matilda could come with her. And so they both went to university together and played at Tuskegee. Apparently, they were especially good at moves such as, here's for you tennis folks, I'm going to throw out some lingo. They were great at the slice serve, chop shots, and it had really strong backhands. And so they won lots of tournaments and awards. Post-college, they became members of the African American Tennis League, the ATA. The ATA is actually the first and the oldest African American sports organization in the country. And it was founded in Washington, D.C. in 1916 to promote Black tennis in America because African Americans were barred. So Margaret and Matilda don't hold any professional titles as tennis pros, even though they would have been competitive.
Because they were excluded from the record keeping. Ugh.
Yeah. Yes, they couldn't play in professional tournaments, but records, the things you read historically say they definitely would have been competitive if they'd been allowed. So high five to the ATA for pushing to have African Americans included in professional sports as our oldest organization in the U.S. So they played throughout college and professionally, graduated from Tuskegee in 1941. Both of them had degrees in physical education. And after college, they continued to play in the amateurs, but never could go pro. And as amateurs, interestingly, they had to buy their own equipment. They paid their entry fees and travel expenses and still were award-winning. They won 14 doubles tennis titles between 1938 and 41, and then between 44 and 53. And so they stayed active for a long time in semi-pro, in the amateurs. They had some fame. They played for celebrities. They played for British royalty. They got to practice with Gene Kelly, which is kind of fun. And they were inducted into the Tuskegee Hall of Fame in 1977.
And so they were both there for that, right?
Yeah. So Margaret passed in 2004 and Matilda in 2003. So they were very long-lived. And after their tennis careers, they continued to be PE teachers. Both of them went on to get master's degree. Margaret held hers in PE and special ed. And Matilda had a master's in PE and taught at Howard University. Matilda actually had a solo career too as a singles tennis player for the ATA from 1944 to 46 and ended up teaching tennis to underprivileged children through the Washington, D.C. area.
That's fantastic. I wish they could have had a career where their prowess at sport was more recognized widely, you know?
Yes.
That's amazing.
Oh, and I promoted this as the episode of Pete and Repeat, but that's what they were called, Pete and Repeat, by folks watching them play tennis.
Was that because like one would hit it and then it would come over and it would just go right back?
Yes, it was their wonderful synchronicity as players. They were great. So that's Pete and Repeat, Margaret and Matilda Peters.
Well, if you want to know more or listen to other episodes, don't forget to ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk Podcast. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. Amy and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. And I guarantee you will not be bored.